like junkies in a dead man's clothes, riding on the dead of the ones below. Now we're chasing echoes in the canyon, just to feel the old man, he was sitting in a wicker rocking chair, in a tattered, faded coat of southern gray, and the dusty morning sunlight caught the thinning of his hair as he looked out of the window far away. It was down along the riverbank by a town I call Shiloh. I was marching proud with the Georgia volunteers. Some bastard, a Yankee bullet, hit my back and it knocked me low. And I've been a walking kind of funny now for years. And he said, boy, I'm so much older, so much older than you are. Don't you tell me about the trouble that you had. I seen the kids go running off to seven bloody wars. And please don't step on my beloved rebel flag. Don't step on my beloved rebel flag. Some say we fought for honor, others say we fought for love, and a way of life we knew was bound to pass. But this battered flag and this tattered coat, they still remind me of a glory that was ours and it could not pass. And he said, boy, I'm so much older, so much older than you are. Don't tell me about the trouble that you had. I seen the kids go running off to seven bloody wars. And please don't step on my beloved rebel flag. Don't step on my beloved rebel flag. No. And then the old man, he reached down real slow underneath his bed, and he pulled out a beat up old guitar.
took a chunk of sawed off bicycle handlebar, and he slipped it on to the ring finger of his left hand, and he started to do this real soft and sweet. He just went like this. Silent as the nurse rolled up his sleeve with a cheery smile and a how are we today, and the old man said, now boys, I think it's time for you to leave, but before you go I got one more thing to say. Yeah, and he said, boy, I'm so much older, so much older than you are. Don't you tell me about the trouble that you had. I seen the kids go running off to seven bloody wars, and please don't step on my beloved rebel flag. No, he said, I seen those kids go running off to seven bloody wars, and please don't step on my beloved, don't step on my beloved, no, don't step on my beloved rebel flag. No, please don't step on my beloved rebel flag.
There's not so big a town, and I know all of the locals. Some come in to read newspapers, some forget their bifocals. Strangers find a home here, trust me, I have seen all kinds. 9:30 in the morning is when I start pouring pints. 9:30 pint, it can set the morning right for the one who just got off after working all the night. It's a stop along the way as he makes his journey home, before he pulls the curtains closed and disconnects the phone. The 9:30 pint for whoever wanders in. It's not for me to wonder or ask where they might have been. If he passed out in the bushes, or if he caught a couple winks, well, I don't make it my business to know why they need a drink. You've been at it all night, you just have to have one more. Or if you need a cup of coffee, I'll be happy to pour. If you need a place to sit, warm up or unwind, well, I'll be right over here pouring these 9:30 pints. The 9:30 pint, perhaps the start of a person's day. Who am I to judge? Who am I to say? As if they leave here happier when they first come in, I'll be here tomorrow morning should the pointer call again. The 9:30 pint is when I'm glad to pour, 'cause I'm grateful for the business that comes in through the door. So what are you having, sir? What's it gonna be? I can tell you're not a local, you're from across the sea. Top of the morning to you is another fine day. I turn away no one, 'cause I have bills to pay. You see that pub across the street, one up top the hill. If I don't pour the early one, you can't bet they will. So before you rush to judgment and condemn a decent man, allow me to introduce myself and offer you my hand. I'm just your friendly publican, you're very welcome here. I open at 9:30, you don't have to drink a beer.
Chuck Brodsky there from the album Colour. Came one day, the 9:30 pint. And before that, Rebel Flag from David Essig, one of his earlier albums on the Italian label Appaloosa Records. David from Thetis Island. David and Chuck are going to be doing a house concert this week, and I believe it's either sold out or pretty darn close to full. So you can get information on the Rogue website, roguefolk.bc.ca. So I've had somebody called Vera in that section, Vera, Chuck and Dave, but anyway, that's all right. Bit of a Beatles reference there, oblique, yes, very oblique. You are listening to The Edge on Folk on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca on the net, and you can go to that website and become a friend of CITR, save money on lots of places around town, and help us out as well, because we need your support, and you get lots back in return. So check out citr.ca and see how you can become a friend of CITR. And you can also download podcasts of all the shows here on the station, and we got some really fine DJs and presenters who are music enthusiasts and devotees, and music you won't hear anywhere else. So please support CITR when you get a chance. And yeah, you can also get playlists for this show on the Rogue website, roguefolk.bc.ca. We archive them there. And as I say, you can download podcasts off the CITR website. You can actually do it automatically through the iTunes Music Store as well. Funky way to do it. All right, the number here is 604-822-2487 if you feel like giving us a call. Beautiful sunny day out there. We got some slightly unseasonal song here. This is Wildwood Spring from Eliza Gilkerson, who's going to be in town next weekend for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival and doing a show at the end of October as well at the Rogue, from her new album Beautiful World. Here's Eliza Gilkerson.
Building block canyons, the urban survivors are trapped in the gridlock of 9-to-5 thing. Burning their candles while gas engines idle, they long for revival in Wildwood Spring. Come down where the wild birds sing. Come down where the water's clean. Down in the Wildwood Spring, postgrads from West Texas, hippies from Manor float with the rednecks as kids do their thing. First Nations linger with the ghost of John Traynor in the deep waters of Wildwood Spring. Come down where the wild birds sing. Come down where the water.
Mystery. They've been saying people that let your love light shine. Poets and sages throughout history, they say the light burns brightest in the darkest times. It's the bitter end we've come down to, the eye of the needle that we gotta get through. But the end could be the start of something new when the great correction.
Finest troubadours around at the moment. That's Eliza Gilkison, The Great Correction, and Wildwood Spring from her brand new CD, Beautiful World, on Red House Records. And she's going to be at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival next weekend, Jericho Beach Park. Wonderful. Well, it's about 24 minutes past 10 here on CITR. Next Wednesday night, there's a show, a joint production of the Vancouver Folk Music Festival and the Rogue Folk Club at the St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue. And it features songwriters in the round, four emerging songwriters. Nat Jay, who used to be the editor of Discorder up here at CITR. And Krista Couture. And Corey Woodward. And also Cameron Latimer. Now, I saw Cameron at the Grand Caribou Opry at the St. James back in December. Very fine, very personable young man. Quite an amusing sort of turn of phrase in his songs, and a very enthusiastic young chap. And I'm glad to see him doing a showcase this Wednesday night. That's the first half of the evening. The second half features three girls from New Zealand called Pacific Curls. They're playing the Island Music Fest this weekend in Courtney. And they're passing through Vancouver on Wednesday night, their only appearance in town. They blend Maori music with Scottish fiddle tunes and stuff, and it's quite lovely. Got some music from them a bit later on. But here's Cameron Latimer from the Grand Caribou Opry album, And this is a song called High Lonesome.
Well, I'm high lonesome, lazy and lucky. I'm 100 miles from Nashville outside Mayfield, Kentucky, where all I need is a lady to love me. And I'm high lonesome, lucky. I got an old beat-up guitar and a band that'll rock the socks off. We're still living off a number one hit that we wrote back in 96, yeah. Every time I go out drinking, she tells me that I ought to quit singing. But with this lukewarm beer, I'm thinking, how lonesome, lucky. But I'm how lonesome, lazy and lucky. I'm 100 miles from Nashville outside Mayfield, Kentucky, where all I need is a lady to love me. And I'm high lonesome, lucky. But sometimes she blows a lid, yeah. I've been driving coast to coast, drinking gin, talking to your ghost. She's the one that I love most. How lonesome, lucky. Well, I'm how lonesome, lazy and lucky. I'm 100 miles from Nashville outside Mayfield, Kentucky, where all I need is a lady to love me. And I'm how lonesome, lucky. Miles from Nashville, outside Mayfield, Kentucky, where all I need is a lady to love me, and I'm high lonesome, lucky.
Thank you.
The 31st Annual Folk Festival is proud to present the finest in contemporary and traditional folk, roots, and world music.
On July 18th, 19th, and 20th, amazing acts such as Michael Frantine Spearhead, lyrical pop songstress Amy Mann, multi-ethnic Ozo Matley, the inspiring master musicians of Jajuka, Abigail Washburn, and the Sparrow Quartet featuring Bela Fleck will be gracing the Jericho Beach Park.
This year, the Vancouver Folk Festival has three exciting shows planned for the evening concert stage. Great entertainment and workshops throughout the weekend on seven outdoor stages, and special entertainment for the little folks and their families.
Check out the full festival weekend performance schedule at thefestival.bc.ca and start planning your weekend in Jericho Beach Park.
Loud and wise. Shutter is one more strand of light, and one last wisp of wand before night. And the streets are bare, and everyone's tuned to the glare. Everyone's tuned to the glare, and it's just me. The street and the wind and the hair. And the highway I'm on. And the highway I'm on. Shimmering. And the highway I'm on. And the highway I'm on. Shimmering. From the east and rests in the west, like me. The trees are like claws coming by, their ozone stark, they're black and blue. And I still have the aftertaste of you and the highway.
on the street.
Arbo and Daisy Mayhem from their latest album, Big Old Life, Shine On. They're going to be at the Mission Folk Festival in 2 weeks' time, and it's their only BC appearance on this tour. Great band from New York. Before that was Ferran, formerly of Richmond, BC, and Saturna Island. Brand new CD, it's called Boulder, with a U in it. Song there called Highway. And some new songs, some old songs redone. And Ferran's going to be at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival next weekend. Wonderful songwriter. And before that, emerging songwriter Cameron Latimer from the album The Grand Caribou Opry, which was produced by Barney Bentall and his son Dustin, and had a whole bunch of different people on it. And it's a great show if you get a chance to see it, probably next Christmas again. The Grand Caribou Opry is also a DVD and a CD. And it's got some great stuff. And that's Cameron Latimer's song, High Lonesome. And Cameron, one of the emerging songwriters that's going to be on the Showcase concert this coming Wednesday night at the St. James Hall, co-produced by the Vancouver Folk Music Festival and the Rogue Folk Club. And if you're volunteering at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, you get into that, bring your badge, get in for free, come and have a party, come and meet your friends, it's going to be a nice night. And, yeah, well, what else can I say? There are tickets on sale at roguefolk.bc.ca. You can also get them at High Life Records and Rufus's Guitars. And the other half of the bill is Pacific Curls, and you're going to hear a bit from them a little later on in the show. They're from New Zealand. It's their only Vancouver appearance. So, moving on, another songwriter from the Mission Folk Festival lineup. This is the incomparable Mary Gaucher from her latest album. This is the latest album called Between Daylight and Dark, thank you. And a song here called Can't Find the Way. I know what you mean.
Sat there 3 days, maybe four. A thousand stranded on the interstate. Every hour, boats brought more. Another day, another night. Another night. Go home. We can't find the way. Seeds at the mercy of
crazy to resist.
You'd be crazy to resist.
I won't rest until I'm properly kissed.
Same mistake. be hell to pay.
One of my favourite groups of the moment. A bit of self-indulgence there. The wonderful, wonderful voices of Dala, spelled D-A-L-A, and Sheila Carabina and Amanda Walter. From Ontario, they're at the Island Music Fest this weekend, and from their latest album, Who Do You Think You Are? That is Perfect Photo. Last year at the Edmonton Folk Festival, I was pretty worn out, and I just went up to the top of the hill. I thought, I'll just, you know, have a rest here for a bit and get back into the maelstrom of all the different musical workshops and, you know, socialising backstage and all that sort of thing. I'll just take a little bit of a rest, and I don't know who these girls are, but, you know, we'll see if their music's any good. And it just sort of washed over me, and it felt much better. And so, if you're feeling worn down, have a listen to Dala. They'll revive your spirits, definitely. Yeah, before that was Joan Osborne, another bit of self-indulgence there from her latest album, Breakfast in Bed. Most of the songs on this album are covers of soul music standards. There's a couple of live ones from the Standing in the Shadows of Motown soundtrack and a bunch of other songs that were, you know, from that era. Great version of Ain't No Sunshine, for instance. Didn't think it was appropriate today because it's rather sunny. But she's also written a bunch of songs as well, including that one, Alone With You. And what a voice. And that this new album and the previous one, Pretty Little Stranger, is an incredible record. And Joan Osborne's going to be at the Edmonton Folk Festival next month, so I'm looking forward to seeing her again. The last time she was there, I didn't really know who she was, and I didn't pay much attention to her. Silly boy. But, yeah, remarkable singer, Joan Osborne. And before that, another very fine singer, incredible songwriter, and that's probably the definitive account of the floods in New Orleans. Beautiful song, Can't Find the Way, from Mary Gauthier's latest album, Between Daylight and Dark. Lost Highway Records, part of the Universal Group, and Dala is also part of the Universal Group as well. So, right. Back to the Mission Folk Festival lineup again. Trio from Victoria next. This is The Gruff. There are two albums out, both produced by Adrian Dolan of The Bills. And The Gruff, first album, is called A Goat on Every Floor. From it, a song called One More Thing. Follow them with Vancouver's Redgrass from their brand new CD, On That Good Road. They're going to be at Mission as well. And then a brand new song from Fred Eaglesmith. His new record is called Tinderbox, and he seems to be trying to emulate Tom Waits in his vocal style these days, but still writing some fabulous stuff, Fred Eaglesmith. So anyway, here's The Gruff and Redgrass from the Mission Folk Festival lineup, and Fred Eaglesmith, who knows when he'll be back, but I'll be there. Here's The Gruff.